Hey everyone, and thanks for joining us. I'm Fran Sales, Assistant Site Editor for Search Storage UK. I'm here today with UK Bureau Chief Anthony Adshead, who'll be talking to us about mid-range SANs. Welcome, Anthony, and thanks for speaking with me today.
Hi, Fran.
All right, let's jump right into it. Let's start with what's driving the mid-range SAN market.
Okay, well, the big picture here is it's a market driven by the need for enterprise-level features with an ease of use that's dictated by a lack of specialized storage teams among SMBs. How did we get to that? Well, the SAN used to be the preserve of the enterprise, where you'd have big storage subsystems for big data needs, pretty much always using fiber channel and with IT department skills to manage them. And while this was the case in the enterprise, the SMB would be largely direct attached storage. The shift to SAN from direct attached storage among the SMB sector is something we've seen over the past few years, and it's arguable it's even still taking place. The drivers for that mid-range SAN market, in short, are the needs of server and more lately desktop virtualization. What you now get is a situation with many servers in one physical box or a whole host of virtual desktops, and onboard direct attached storage is just not efficient for all those IOs that take place. So shared storage is what's needed. That's especially the case nowadays among SMBs, who will often have complex and large data requirements, for example, in online operations or financial transactions, that to some extent make them very similar to an enterprise. The result is, in terms of mid-range SAN products, that vendors are selling fully featured SANs that are easy to manage. That means they have a full range of drive options from SATA to SAS and fiber channel, which can give a full range of capacity and throughput capabilities. Also, of course, there's SSD, which is particularly useful when coupled with virtualization. And other features we also find are storage tiering, thin provisioning and replication, which are the kind of things that can be switched on by purchasing additional licenses often. There are also a number of protocol options and speeds that the vendors are offering, including being able to add unified storage capability to the SAN. Increasingly also, we're seeing VMware integration built into the controller OS. This gives linkages to the vStorage APIs for array integration. For example, the vSphere APIs for storage awareness and the vCenter storage plugins. The crucial point, however, is with all these things that they're fully featured SAN-type systems, but with easier management and provisioning interfaces, such as with EMC's Unisphere on their VNX products and those that IBM brought in StoreWise.
All right, let's talk a bit about where that market is heading and what are the threats to mid-range SANs from other forms of storage?
So the mid-range SAN, as we see it now, is a storage subsystem with the type of enterprise features we've just described, but without the giant capacities of true enterprise systems and with easy-to-use management interfaces. So where's that market heading? Well, in the longer term, server and desktop virtualization are driving other changes. And the key factor here is the extreme random I/O needs of these types of virtualization. In fact, what we're seeing are pressures that could ultimately spell the end of the SAN as we know it. What we're seeing now is the addition of SSD to speed things up at the server, for example, such as the products from Fusion I/O. There are also clever ways of making SSD work with server memory, which Fusion does and others. And there are methods of speeding up the way in which I/O requests storage happen, such as the product from Versto. But what we're also seeing are hardware products that combine servers and storage and operate in a grid-type fashion, such as those from Nutanix. There's also EMC's Project Lightning, which haven't seen the light of day in terms of products yet. And likewise with Dell, who mentioned last week to me that they had a project in the pipeline to bring about some form of grid-type use of SSD in its products. So while the needs of virtualization led initially to the near ubiquity of shared storage, what we're seeing now is that the random I/O needs of virtualization are leading to types of ideas, technologically speaking, that put the server and storage much closer together. It's a sort of a clustered DAS, if you like. It's kind of a blip on the radar now, but seems to be a significant one. It could all come to nothing if the cloud really takes off, of course, which it is highly likely to do when bandwidth isn't a problem anymore and people's security worries are resolved. And, well, who knows what storage subsystems will look like then. Certainly an interesting time to be in storage.
Thanks for your answers, Anthony. And for more information on mid-range SANs, visit searchstorage.co.uk.